the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, man, my. We are building some momentum here in, where is this, cornfield country outside of Columbus, Ohio. Oh, you don't want to miss this weekend. Don't want to miss it. You know, I know they're getting worried out there. All I got to do is check my email, see what stuff's coming across. Folks, they are being exposed. Remember, the Bible tells us that there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. We are in the greatest revelation of stuff probably in the history of the world. And I'm so tickled that you're here with us, that you join us every day. I'm so tickled that some of you, over 100 of you, are going to join us here for all hands on deck beginning. Well, Chad's coming in tonight. Some are coming in tonight. And golly, got just a lot of great, great stuff to talk to you about, to share with you. For those of you who have kind of noticed, excuse me, been hitting the homosexual thing hard the last couple of days. Boy, emails blowing up. Facebook's going crazy. YouTube, they don't want to carry it. I had some people yesterday said, Coach, I think you're being banned on YouTube. We can't get you up on YouTube. Got to tell you again, CoachDaveLive.com. It will always be at CoachDaveLive.com. When we start getting close to the belly of the beast, you better know something, that they're going to pull out every stop they have to try to prevent us from getting the truth. And we are in an information battle. That's what's really going on. Remember Alex Jones, when he started InfoWars, however long ago it was, I didn't even understand what he meant. It's an information war, folks. Information war. To the point now that they're flat out banning anything that they don't agree with. They're making up stuff and banning people. That's why it's important right now that we begin to bore in on the truth and begin to expose the truth. And that's why we're here today. So I'm going to give you a fair warning. I'm going to talk about homosexuality again today, because I still have a lot of naysayers out there, a lot of nicer than Jesus Christians who still have a hard time. Realizing we're at war. See, we don't understand that homosexuality is a sin. Now, let me hang on a second, folks. It just isn't a sin. It's an abomination. Did you ever try old Webster this morning? Let's see how Mr. Webster's doing today. He called it an abomination. Didn't just say, oh, that's bad, don't do that. Didn't say, oh, that's like lying, don't lie. He said, no. It is an abomination, homosexuality is. And they've made it normal, tried to make it normal to us. We've accepted it. We've swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. I'm going to show you a little bit of why we've done that today. Jared, there it is, abomination. It's an extreme hatred. It's an extreme hatred. Folks, an abomination is an extreme hatred. And dare I say it, an extreme hatred by whom? Who would that extreme hatred be coming from? Well, Proverbs 15:8, the way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Do you get this? Who hates it? Who hates it? Me? Am I the one that hates it? I should. But am I the one to call it an abomination? No. The Lord. It's what? Let's try it again. Extreme hatred and detestation. The object of detestation. A common significant in Scripture. The way of the wicked as an abomination to the Lord. Hence, defilement, like allowing anal sex. That's a defilement of the human body. Pollution in a physical sense, or evil doctrines and practices, which are moral defilements, idols and idolatry, are called abominations. The Jews were an abomination to the Egyptians, and the sacred animals of the Egyptians were an abomination to the extreme hatred. Remember that The Roman army is called extreme hatred of desolation. Matthew 24:15, in short, whatever is an object of extreme hatred is an abomination. And understand this, the Lord himself called homosexuality an abomination. Hatred, hatred by whom? Now, if I'm a Christian and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, I will love the things he loves and I will hate the things he hates. Well, we've been hoodwinked, man. We've had one pulled over the top of us. And I was thinking of something this morning. Let's go to the love verse, because that's what they want to tell us, homosexual. Hey, listen, tomorrow I'm going to zero in on abortion. These are some of the big things we're doing this weekend, right? Homosexuality, abortion, some other things. I'm just doing a little bit of a lead-up training here so that you understand what we're talking about. And I just said, what did I just say to you, Jared? Because my brain went dead. It's talking so fast. Oh, yeah, thank you. 1 Corinthians. I got to point out some things here that are pretty good. Because they're going to tell you when we go to the gay pride, homosexual pride parade, they're going to tell us that it's all about love, that they love and we hate. They're the lovers and we're the haters. They're the lovers and we're the haters. So I thought, well, what does it talk about love a lot in the Bible? Well, it talks about a lot in that love verse, doesn't it? It's one they pray at every wedding and read at every wedding. So let's go there, Jared. 13, I'm sorry, buddy. Chapter 13. I'm sorry. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, love, I am become as a sounding brass or a clinking cymbal. And although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I don't have love, I'm nothing. Charity, they say charity. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me not. Haters! You guys are a bunch of haters! Haters! We love everybody here, except you haters. We love everybody except you Christians. Charity, love suffereth long. Hang on. Love suffers long and is kind. We'll find out Saturday how kind they are. And love doesn't envy. Love doesn't vaunt itself up, is not puffed up. Ain't no pride in love. Ain't no pride. You don't go out and march pridefully that you love, okay? Charity doth not behave itself unseemly. Jared, I wonder what that word is. Unseemly. Love doesn't behave itself unseemly. Let's see here. Unseemly. Webster says, not fit or becoming. Huh? You mean like dressing around and have your dingle dangling as you're walking down the streets in Columbus? That's love? We're supposed to believe that's love, right? What? Indecent? Unseemly is indecent. Okay, let's go back, Jared. Just trying to make sure we're all on the same page here, boys. That's all. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Nor does it seek its own? It's not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. What? What? The gay pride parade thinketh no evil. Well, we better define what evil. Okay, Jared, what's evil? Let's go back there to Mr. Webster, because we don't want to think any evil. What is evil? Evil is, let's see, having bad qualities of a natural kind, mischievous, having qualities which tend to injure, like anal sex, or to produce mischief, having bad qualities of a moral kind, wicked, corrupt, perverse, wrong, is evil thoughts, evil deeds, evil speaking, and evil generation. Unfortunate, unhappy, producing sorrow. Does that sound like the homosexual lifestyle to you folks? Producing sorrow, distress, injury, or calamity? Huh? That's what it sounds like to me. Evil is natural or moral. Evil is natural or moral. Natural evil is anything which produces pain, distress, loss, or calamity, or which in any way disturbs the peace, impairs the happiness, or destroys the perfection of nature, natural beings. Go on. Okay, Jared. We get it. Folks, we're on the winning side of this thing. We got to quit being so sissified. Okay, where was I? It thinketh no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity. What? Wait a minute. What? Jared, what's iniquity? What's iniquity, Jared? Holy smokes. We better read this verse again, Christians. Iniquity. Rejoices not in injustice, unrighteousness, a deviation from restitute, a particular deviation from a restitute, a sin or a crime, wickedness, any act of injustice, original want of holiness or depravity. Iniquity is sin. It's depravity. Huh? Yeah. How about this? I'm thinking about Hillary Clinton now. Injustice is iniquity. unrighteousness, a deviation from restitude. Jared, look at it. What's restitude? Deviation from restitude. Sorry for the lesson this morning, boys and girls. I just think it's kind of important here because we all want to accept this vile behavior. Restitude is what? In moral immorality, rightness of principle or practice, uprightness of mind, exact conformity to truth or to the rules prescribed for moral conduct, either by divine or human laws. So let's get this straight. Love doesn't rejoice over immorality. Now, the only way they can make us accept homosexuality is to tell us it's not immoral. Yeah, come on in.
Hey, I heard something this morning that dropped my jaw to the ground. They're saying that the faggoting queers are saying that they want the church to repent of their homophobia. Uh-huh. And if that's not blasphemy, I don't know what is.
Well, many of them are, Vic. I saw a news article yesterday where, as we'll see when we go to the gay homo pride here in Columbus, there'll be churches out there apologizing. Churches will be apologizing for the hatred that we've shown towards you. Folks, listen. This lifestyle destroys everything it comes in contact with. It destroys families. It destroys relationships. It destroys societies. It is not gay. It is not happy. It is perverse. And dare I tell you this, they're after your children. They're after your children. Hey, I'm already so deeply into this thing this morning. I didn't even really get to do a proper opening to my show, but I'm bursting, man. I'm bursting trying to get all this stuff out of me. Somebody else come on in here. I got more to go. Hey, so hang on a minute. Hey, listen, homosex ain't love, boys. It ain't love. Ain't love. Ain't no man that I know of, talking about me now, no Christian man, no moral man, would ever take his penis and put it in the rectum of another person. Not a man, not a woman, not a dog, not a child, not a cat. No man who loves would ever do that to another. It is dehumanizing. That is not love. Come on in, Vinny.
You had a great show yesterday. I'm sorry I missed it, but you had a fantastic show. It was so good. You got three people heard enough to leave comments on your show yesterday. And I took all three of those freaks out.
They're watching. They're watching, right? The liars are watching.
You're over the target because there's flack all over the place. You freaks are in trouble when we come to your parades. So you might as well give up now. You're not getting our children. Understand that. We're never giving up to you freaks. Never.
Oh, no, we're beginning to fight back. Hey, listen, I got a tight schedule. I got to try to stay close to it. Hey, Jared, do this for me real quickly. Folks, I'm sorry. This is not love. Folks, sex is not love, and love is not sex. A man can have love. Right-wing watch went crazy when I said this, that masturbation is a form of homosex. You're having sex with yourself. That's homosex, folks. It's a male having sex with a male. That's homosex. If a woman masturbates, that's a woman having sex with a woman. That is a form of lesbianism. I mean, I don't. What else would you call it? You say, well, coach, before the man plays with himself, he watches girls. Well, there's not a girl in the room, as far as I know, when a man's doing that. It's a perversion, folks. It's a perversion.
Hey coach.
Yes.
The second half of that last verse that you read there about love rejoiceth not in iniquity.
Yes, sir.
The second half of that verse is but rejoiceth in the truth.
I didn't get to it, did I, Larry?
And it sounds like hate to those who hate the truth.
Isn't that something, huh? And here's the truth. The anus is an outward only flow. See, anus goes only one way, all right? And anybody that tries to put anything in the anus, that's unnatural. That's vile, okay? That's vile. And I'm going to ask you something. What do you think homosexuals do? What do you think they do? And they want to teach it to your kids. Jared, pull this up yesterday. I sent it alone, Jared. It's a chart from Roger Weaver. It says Weaver chart. Pull that up on our screen. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me today, okay? Stay with me. trying to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. They've been lying to us, okay, folks? They've been lying to us. Now, here's an email that Roger Weaver sent. I read this to y'all after the show yesterday because Roger had sent me that this vid. So I want to read this to you, okay? A study found worldwide, study found that 97% of men identified as heterosexual, 97.4 men. And look at this, folks, only 1.6 as homosexual, 1.6%. 1.5 out of 100 people would be a homosexual. And that 0.09 identify as bisexual. So men having sex with other men at the absolute top of the heap would be 2.5%. At the top. Now, women, 97.7 identified as heterosexual. 97.7% of women. And 0.8%, look at that, as lesbian. 0.8% as lesbian. And 1.4% as bisexual. Hey, folks, can I tell you something? All of us could be bisexual. You get anybody drunk enough, and they would be bisexual. They don't care. You get so drunk, right? So to even call yourself bisexual, what does that even mean? There's only one sex, two sexes. It's only one way to have sex, normal sex. Yet the left shows LGBT XYZ into our, they shove it 24/7, and it's not even 2% of the population. Coming in your schools, coming in your libraries. You go to work, you're not allowed to speak out against it. You have to accept it. There are special rights. They're trying to, the Congress, House of Representatives now supposed to trying to put special rights out there. Special rights, right? All right? Okay, hang on a minute. I'm not done. What I'm looking for here, Jared, let's go to, oh, Lord, where did I put that? I wanted to show that one really good. Going after the kids. Churches are complicit with this. I'm going to take a breath here in a minute and bring somebody else in here. Here it is. This came up today. Going after the kids. That's all right. We got to love them. And, you know, they just, we shouldn't judge people based on who they love. And because, you know, love is sex and sex is love. And men inserting their penises into the rectum of another man. Well, what could be more loving than that, right? That is just the height of love right there. It's a height up. It's a perversion. I'm waiting for Jared to get that up there. I'm stalling. Anybody want to say something? I'm sorry. Going after the kids.
Even common sense says you don't enter at the exit.
One way. We need to sign up one way. The Cartoon Network promotes LGBT Pride Month. It tells kids to stand proud. The Cartoon Network. The Cartoon Network, folks. Scroll down a little bit, Jared. Look at that. If I were to catch somebody pushing this into the face of my grandson, there would be a collision. Cartoon Network, the popular television channel watched by millions of children, promoted LGBT Pride Month by using one of its widely popular shows to encourage fans to stand proud. Love's not proud. Larry, didn't I just read that? Doesn't it say love is not proud? Where does it say that? Verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity is not puffed up. It's not vaunted. Charity ain't love. It's not proud. It's not proud. Go back here, Jared. So there you go. LGBT activists have designated June as Pride Month to celebrate alternative sexual lifestyles and gender identities. And Cartoon Network took to Twitter last week to voice its solidarity with the movement as thousands take part in events nationwide. You're going to be shocked how many young kids you're going to see at the Pride Parade. Where's David Arthur? David Arthur always told us that they were recruited, that there was a P for pedophilia. Where is it? Where are they? We want to wish everyone a happy Pride and encourage all of our LGBT, all 2% of them, to stand proud all year long. The network, which is owned by Warner Brothers, tweeted along with emojis representing a rainbow flag, heart, and a unicorn. The tweet also included a picture of characters from its popular reboot show, Powerpuff Girls. The tweet included the hashtags Powerpuff, whatever. It's wicked. It's wicked. I don't hate homosexuals. I hate what homosex does to families, their lives, and the nations. Just like it's like saying to somebody, "You hate drugs?" No, I don't. I love drugs. Drugs are good sometimes. You hate illicit drugs? No. I hate the person who takes the drugs. Oh, I love the drugs. That's so stupid. It's so stupid, yet we buy it, right? Like, I hate a homosexual. Why would I hate a homosexual? I hate what they do. I hate sin. I hate the destruction it brings to lives. I hate it. It's good. Hate's a good thing. There's a time for hate. It's a time for wars, time for peace, it's time for hate. We ought to hate some things. Not people, things.
Coach, you know, we don't always agree, and here's one thing we don't agree on. Because I do hate those. I would hate the person that tried to push this on my grandchildren.
Oh, I'm with you on that, Larry. I'll agree with you on that.
So I don't exclude hating people. I don't hate people for.
Hey, Jared, maybe we ought to look up that word hate. What does that say, Jared? Hate. Folks, you don't miss this weekend. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Tents going up tomorrow. Oh, man, I can't wait. Hate. To dislike greatly. To have a great aversion to, expresses less than abhor, detest, abominate, and less pronounced with a peculiar emphasis. In Scripture, it signifies to love less. If any man come to me and hate not father and mother, he that spareth the rod hateth his son. There's some things to hate. There's some things to hate for sure. Okay, I'm going to call timeout. I'm going to open the door. Let some of you flood in here, man. I got so much more. This is a day two of awakening your hearts to the vile abomination of homosex. That's what this is. It's destructive. There's not one redeeming quality to homosexuality. Not one. Folks, the Bible tells us that we are to have nothing to do with the unfruitful. Jared, there'd be a good word to look up. The unfruitful works of darkness. Unfruitful. Well, homosex has fruit, but it ain't good fruit. Unfruitful. Not producing fruit, barren. Hey, boys and girls, can two men create a baby? Nope. So that love act, barren, it's unfruitful, as an unfruitful tree. Not producing offspring is to be unfruitful. Not prolific, barren, as in an unfruitful female. Everyone who engages in the homosex act is engaging in an unfruitful activity. And the scripture says have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Not producing good effects or works. As an unfruitful life. How about this one? Unproductive, not fertile, as in unfruitful soil. Hey, think they'll let me get on Fox News and talk about this? Think they'll let me get in your pulpit and talk about this? Oh, no. No, we got to love all these things, right? Even though the Bible says don't have anything to do with it. Unfruitful works of darkness. Don't have anything to do with it. But reprove it. Jared, maybe we all look at that word. Reprove. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Folks, this is out of the Bible. I'm just reading the Bible. I'm not letting some six foot icicle tell me what it says. I'm reading it myself. To reprove means to blame or censure, to charge with a fault to the face, to chide, to reprehend, to blame for, to convince of a fault, to refute, to disprove, to excite a sense of guilt, to manifest silent disapprobation or blame. There it is. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather, what? Yep, reprove them, expose them. Come on, somebody come in here. I'm ready. I'm going to shift gears here in a minute. I want to make sure we cover this one so you understand. No, oh, nope, okay, you're not. Hang on, it's okay. Can you feel me today? Can you feel me today? It's like I just saw that there Ebola's coming in, right? Ebola's creeping back into America. By the way, we're welcoming Ebola back in.
Yeah, Coach, 350 Africans in San Antonio. Is that great?
350 Africans in San Antonio have Ebola. How did it get here? We invited it in. You remember I talked to you on Monday, I think it was on Monday, about how we opened portals? We opened portals and we let them in. How's Ebola getting into the United States? Open borders. Who's for open borders? Well, a lot of churches are. A lot of churches are for open borders so we can bring some of this Ebola in, right? And bring Ebola in. If we can't bring Ebola in, don't ever forget those. All those who hate me love death. They love death. If we can't bring Ebola in, then let's bring AIDS in. Let's bring in ripped anuses. Let's bring in torn. You get what I'm going, right? Let's bring in some of these other diseases. Let's bring those all in. Let's welcome them. Let's be in the church and let's welcome death into the church. So we've lost our mind. We've lost our stinking mind. Now you may ask yourself, Coach, how'd that happen? Okay, glad you asked. Ready? Jared, click on. Oh, I got so much to show. Where did I put it? Oh, I got a slide up. I'm sorry, Jared. Some good news. How they sold us homosexuality, Jared. God, it's 7:30 already. It's the very first thing. It's about 10 minutes. Jared, maybe you can time and a half it so we can get it going. This is very, very lucky. How stupid am I, Jared? Let's see if I can find it here and resend it to you because it's really good. Okay, there it is. Give me a second, Jared. I'm going to copy this. My computer's been running really slow. Somebody come in here. I'm stalling for time. Somebody come in here. Nobody?
Well, anybody catch Bill Whittle yesterday?
Go ahead. No, I should.
Oh, yeah. He's on fire now.
So am I. Okay, Jared, I just sent it to you. And this is, again, Jared, maybe you can play it at time and a half speed. It's called Brainwashed, How the Pro-Gay Media Messed with Your Emotions. Hey, Chad, your emotions will betray you. Didn't you tell me that one time? Be careful. Your emotions will betray you. How do men fall into adultery, you think? How do they fall into adultery? How does a man like me who has a loving, beautiful wife, the greatest thing he could ever have, how would I ever fall and be tempted into laying in a bed with another woman other than emotions got a hold of me? I didn't think of that.
Coach, you said it yesterday or the day before, something about an erection has no conscience.
Stiff penis has no conscience. That's right.
Right.
That's
right. Exactly.
Okay, so Jared, maybe we can play this at time and half speed because it is 10 minutes. But this is how they sold it to us. This is how they brainwashed us into accepting this crap. Go ahead, Jared.
But you feel bad about it. Like you think it's wrong, but you secretly feel like you're doing something wrong, even by thinking it's wrong. How did that happen? Well, in one recent Netflix expose about the gay rights movement, they interviewed one particular leader. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he talks about how they got the culture to change on this issue of homosexuality because it's been a total culture flip in a very short period of time. And his statement is, we sold it like cereal. We used advertising, we used pictures, we used propaganda, and we sold it just the same way they sell like Kellogg's cereal and they put like a sports figure on the cover or whatever. That's how we did it. There's actually a book from the 90s. It's called After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s. This book, I would have bought it, but it was over $300 on Amazon because it's quite a collectible book for obvious reasons. What it does is it outlines a three-step plan to change American public opinion using tactics of manipulation and advertising, primarily in the media. What they do is their three steps are, one, desensitize, two, jamming, and three, conversion. So the first
Hang
step,
on,
desensitize, they...
Folks, I'm showing you this because this is going to be appropriate this weekend. Desensitize, jam, well, you'll see, go ahead.
They liken the people's disapproval of homosexual behavior as like having a bad smell in the room. Yes, not that homosexual behavior smells bad. That's not their point. They're total, pro-gay advocates. What they're saying here is what we'll do is we'll desensitize them by constantly exposing them to homosexual activities that they'll just be so inundated by it that eventually they'll just mellow out and it won't bother them anymore. That'll be the concept. So let me quote. Just like a smell, after a while it goes away, which some of you are very grateful that happens because of your kids. So Their goal, and I quote from this book, is we can extract the following principle for our campaign to desensitize straights to gays and gayness. Inundate them in a continuous flood of gay-related advertising, presenting in the least offensive fashion possible. If straights can't shut off the shower, they may at least eventually get used to being wet. And so that we'll simply get accustomed to it. There'll be a gay character in every movie. There'll be gay references frequently, and it'll be not in a derogatory fashion, but just kind of like in an accepted style. And so hopefully they'll be desensitized. But then they go on to say, but that is not enough of a goal. The next step is jamming, what they call jamming. And this has to do with making anyone who's opposed to homoerotic behavior into a bad guy, the same way that Hollywood makes bad guys. I think a good illustration of this is Star Wars. I'm a big Star Wars fan. Anybody Star Wars fan in here? I'm a Star Wars fan, but I have to admit, Luke Skywalker is a sniveling, lousy hero. He's a constant complainer. I mean, like his most common, I think, quote in the movie is him doing something like, I mean, it's just, he's a crybaby, and he's like, oh, I was going to go do this. There's nothing to look at this guy and enjoy, you know? I think in one movie he comes off, and he, like when he's rescuing Han, you know, from the carbon freeze thing he went through, he comes off pretty cool for like 10 minutes, and then he's back to just being a whiny, like, no, that's impossible, you know, that kind of thing. Well, because his hand got cut off. Well, Hollywood, though, what did they do? How did they make you cheer for Luke Skywalker? Well, the opening scene of Darth Vader is him, like, force choking some guy to death for making a mistake. So by default, Luke is the hero. And we see this all the time. The introduction of a bad guy in a movie is typically them overreacting and killing one of their own, you know, or something. And it's like, oh, now I know who the bad guy is. And no matter how bad the other guy is, by default, he's the good guy. You know, and they sell us on certain things. Well, what they're going to do, the strategy of jamming is to over-exaggerate and vilify every representation of anybody who disagrees with homosexual behavior to make them all look like villains, like bad guys. Let me read to you from the book. It says, the goal is this. Propagandistic advertisement can depict homophobics and homo-hating bigots as crude loudmouths and blank holes who are not Christian. So just depict them all as in a really bad way. In fact, it's even in the text. Everyone who disagrees with us is a homophobic and a homo-hating bigot. They're not just people who think it's a sin. It can show them being criticized, hated, and shunned. It can depict gays experiencing horrific suffering as the direct result of homo-hatred, suffering of which even most bigots would be ashamed to be the cause. It can, in short, link homo-hating bigotry with all sorts of attributes the bigot would be ashamed to possess, and with social consequences he would find unpleasant and scary. Our effect is achieved without reference to facts, logic, or proof.
Emotions!
It's not necessary that you are reasons to believe this or not. It's just that every movie you can think of where there's a prominent gay character in the film, that whoever is against their gay act is just like, you would not want to be that guy. You would not want to be this guy. The same effect, I think, happens in modern representations of Christians in films. They're all nutty, they're all weird, they're all wacko, and yet the vast majority of Christians aren't like this. And yet, except, well, Fred, a little bit. No, yeah, Steve's not here, I pick on him. Now, that's the second goal, jamming. So the goal of jamming, it declares, is so that what happens is when someone sees a gay person and then they think, oh, what they do is wrong, they project on themselves the image of the villain of the films and media and movies and music that they've heard so that they feel really bad about it. And they're like, oh, I don't want to feel this way. So then they approve of it that they might then feel better about themselves. It's brainwashing.
So in other words, what do? They convince everybody we hate. So that's all they just use that word, hate, 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 because that's what they've projected. Think about this. When's the last movie you've seen where a homosexual was a serial killer or a homosexual was an a-hole? No, they're always loving and caring and just the life of the party. And then, ha, 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 they're gay, ha, 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 right? That's all programming. Go ahead, Jared.
This is the goal in conversion is not to just get you to accept the behavior. That was the first one, desensitized. Not jamming to stop the opposition of behavior, to just stop it. But rather, conversion is to get all non-gays to like gays and to directly approve of it. So let me quote from the book again. We mean conversion of the average American's emotions, mind, and will through a planned psychological attack in the form of propaganda fed to the nation via the media. In conversion, the bigot, who holds a very negative stereotypical picture, is repeatedly exposed to literal picture label pairs in magazines. So there's a picture with label. And on billboards and TV of gay, explicitly labeled as such, who not only do not look like his picture of a homosexual, but are carefully selected to look either like the bigots and his friends or like any of his other stereotypes of all right guys, the kind of people he already likes and admires. And so
okay,
the
so like
to
said,
associate them.
Or when they should, we watched that video yesterday. I asked this question. Did you see any ugly gays in the picture? Didn't see any. They make them attractive, beautiful, you know, nothing. They don't have the pictures of the dykes on bikes, which we'll see on Saturday, and how bullish some of these women are, ugly and bullish, all right? And how sissified and effeminate some of the guys are, right? Listen, I'm not making fun of the people. I'm just telling you, they give us a jaundiced picture of what's really going on. Keep going, Jared.
with a positive image, so that that there's then an attitude of acceptance and embracing. Now, I am not saying here that there's this vast conspiracy and everyone's involved, they're all trying to brainwash you. But what I'm saying is these are proven selling tactics used by things like, you know, you associate, you know, smoking with cowboys, and then more people smoke because it makes them feel like a cowboy, kind of, you know. And like, yeah, well, when you smoke without the filter, man, then it's like cowboy style, you know, you're more like a cowboy, you know. That this is the kind of thing that happens. And if we just look at our lives, we go, this is really what we've seen. This is what we've seen, whether they've done it deliberately or not or any of that. I don't even care. I'm not really into conspiracies. I feel like they're a big waste of time. But I want to observe there's something here. The vilification of non-gay approving people is consistent in our culture to the point where you feel like you have to apologize for saying that you think homosexual behavior is a sin. What do you think about gay people? Do you think it's a sin? Well, yeah, I think it's a sin. But now let me spend like 10 minutes backpedaling so that you don't think that I'm a bad person, because now I feel like a bad person. You think I'm a bad person. And so we spend the rest of our time just trying to not feel bad, when it's like if someone goes, well, how about incest? Do you think incest is a sin? Well, yes, I think incest is a sin. I don't feel like I have to qualify that, do I? You incestophobe, you bigot. It doesn't work. It doesn't work on that one, does it? It only works on homophobes. I can be accused of homophobia even if I have no ounce of homophobia in my life.
That's the point. You get what's going on here, folks? Do you understand how they have vilified those of us who are following the Bible that says love does not vaunt itself up, it's not puffed up, and it does not rejoice over evil? We've got to understand the way the game's played. And we're going to see most unbelievable jamming on Saturday. By the jamming is the design to, they'll blow horns in our faces, everything they can to keep your message from getting out. That's called jamming. They'll be pounding on drums, they'll be blowing the horn, anything to keep you from being able to hear the gospel. Okay, cool. Anybody comment on that?
Coach. These guys, they did two or three things. The very first thing, Edward Bernays comes to mind, the father of marketing. The second thing, they went, it's like when you have a bully, he's not going to come. It's like a cowering bully. This bully's not going to come to you up front. He's going to approach you from the rear.
No kidding.
And he's going to stop you.
I love that, brother.
So what he's going to do, he's going to go to your spouse. They go to the female because the female is going to feel the compassion, the empathy for these faggoting queers. That's where it starts.
Amen, Vic. Amen. Hey, Jared. So here's some good news, folks. Here's some good news. Jared, pull up straight Pride Parade. We're finally fighting back. We're finally fighting back. Look at this. This is from the New York Times yesterday. Boston is planning a straight Pride Parade in Boston. Now, Jared, scroll down there a little bit. This is the Los Angeles Times, folks. This is a big deal. It looks like the Boston Straight Pride Parade will happen. We filled See, the city of Boston wasn't going to let them do it. We filed a discrimination complaint, and it appears the city of Boston understands that they would lose this case. The city is now working with us on a straight pride parade. We will have the streets closed and be allowed floats and vehicles. The tentative date is August 31st, which will be finalized in the next few weeks. The proposed parade route is below. If you would like to come as an individual, march as a group, or bring a float or vehicle, then get in touch. Folks, this is happening. This is a great article that we'll make available. We'll put it in the thing. You got to read it. We're finally fighting back. And can you believe that they tried to prevent Boston, these guys, from having a straight pride Amen. Parade? What, listen to this one.
Praise God, Coach.
Ready? You know who the Grand Marshal is of this Boston Straight Pride Parade? Sitting down? Are you sitting down? This is what they call poking them in the eye, okay? The Grand Master, the parade, whatever they call that guy, is going to be Milo Yiannopoulos, is the Grand Master of the Boston Straight Pride Parade. Unbelievable. Now listen, for all you Christians who don't like Milo, please understand the irony that's going on here. A gay man standing up for straight pride. Milo's one of, well, I got a good video I could play you of him that I want. I feel like I'm all over the place. I just got so much information to get out to you. So let's put this on our schedule. Let's go to this.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Mike.
I was talking with Paul Madore yesterday about this Boston, and he's in touch with the leader of it, the guy who inspired it. And we are definitely going to be involved with this. So thanks for highlighting it. And then the other point I wanted to make is, from personal experience over two decades, it's absolutely shocking to me how weak-minded pastors, evangelical pastors, and evangelical pew-sitters are. Yeah. Because in Maine, we proved that they were right. We got the majority of the people of Maine to agree with the pew sitters and the pastors more than once in voting. But the media was used to convince these pew sitters and the pastors to silence themselves, to push the mute button on the gospel.
Yeah, Mike,
that's what they were convinced to do by the media. They were convinced to push the media.
Exactly what the guy said in the video. We know homosexuality is wrong, wicked, and evil, yet we feel bad for saying it. That's what they've done to us.
And I've never paid attention to Milo. I was a big, you know, I found out he was homosexual. I just kind of kept my distance. But I'm going to stand, I don't want to say proudly. I'm going to stand in love with that man at that parade in Boston.
Well, Mike, I got an unbelievable audio. Maybe I'll play it tomorrow of that Kevin from New Hampshire sent me. It's the power of Milo. It's 12 minutes of Milo talking about the fact that homosexuality is deviant. He understands it is deviant. The importance of the natural family, all of it. This is from Milo Yiannopoulos, and saying, let's admit to it here. Let's all admit to it. What we're doing is not normal. It is not right. It's not good for Western civilization, but we're going to push it anyway because it's what we want to do. It's the most honest. He's just telling it the way it is, right?
Yeah.
Homosexuals don't think homosexuality is good. They don't think it's good.
No, they're trying to convince us that it's good. That's the trick. Exactly.
Coach.
Yes.
That's the signs we need to have on our signs. Straight pride.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
sir.
Well, Dave, I want to make a point here, and that is that can anyone name one time where the Christian group or whatever has faced off, they have rose up and faced off against the LGBT or the liberals or whatever and lost? Can you name one time that we've gone, you grabbed, reached down there and grabbed a hold and you've gone forward boldly and faced them? Can you name one time we've lost?
Not one, Chad.
And see, that's the key. See, we can win, but see, again, it's a psychological effect. We don't believe that we can win because we're beat down. We're just beat down. We're beat down.
Chad, we've been taught that winning is bad. See, they've taught us this. Everybody gets a trophy. Why? Because whenever there's a winner, there's a loser. Oh, we can't make him feel bad because he lost. Let's give everybody a trophy. My daughter came home last week. She went to basketball camp last week, and she came home with a trophy. I said, "What'd you get that for, Reese?" I figured they gave everybody a trophy. She says, "Grampy, my team won the 5-on-5 competition. We had the best 5-on-5 team in camp." I said, "Hallelujah! You won something." And see, Christians, if we win the battle, if we win the battle over marriage, Christians feel bad because the other team lost. See, that's a psychological.
Well, we feel like we're imposing our will against their will.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to get you to see the psychology of what the battle, how the battle's being played, right? What's being played.
Hey, Coach, it's Kathy. Can I say something about this parade? I think it's a great idea.
Uh-huh.
That Straight Pride Parade is an awesome idea. And I've been talking about this because this is one of my hot buttons also. When you look at these transgenders and transgender story, library story hours and things. All I think about are my grandkids that are 6 years old and under. It's a flaming hot point for me. And so we were talking about media. We all realize the media propaganda, and we were talking with some other friends, other activists that I know. It doesn't seem to you that the media and social media has made this so in your face and so relevant quickly over the past several months, more so than ever. We all know gay people. We've had them over the years, even when I was 20. And people go, oh, they're friends. I don't agree with their lifestyle. I don't want to see it. But they weren't shoving it in your face. Mm-hmm. What's going on over the past few months that it is shoved in your face so hard? Goes back to what we were saying yesterday and in chat. It is media propaganda push to make it, to make everybody accept it, to brainwash everybody, to indoctrinate everybody. And it's working.
And the battle is now. The battle is now. Yes. If we think we're going to win this battle 10 years from now, folks, we ain't going to win it. I ain't going to win it. Look, I got to see.
We need equal media. We need equal advertisements. We need equal commercials promoting the other side.
How about churches that will fight? That'd be a hell of a place to start, wouldn't it? Churches that wouldn't accept it? Wouldn't that be a great place to start? Hey, Larry, didn't we just read that we're not supposed to puff ourselves up? Didn't we just read that? That love rejoices not over evil. Didn't we just read that? See? But see, homosex isn't evil anymore. Inserting your penis in a man's anus, that's not evil anymore.
Because
that's love. See, that's love in today's culture, right? Love. That's love.
So,
love. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, there's been a backing off of abortion. I mean, do you see that? There's been less news about it. There's less info about it.
Yeah, because we're winning.
Right, so we're winning. So what if you're overtaking an enemy's fortress? What would they do? They'd back out of that one to a stronger fortress.
Yeah, they would.
All right, so if the media shift is all on LGBTism and they're making us move our attention, and it's the one topic that Trump's not acting on, Coach.
That's right.
So you go back to the very beginnings in biblical era, everything was taken down through sexual immorality. Everything. Mm-hmm. So this goes back to the beginning of your show, and it's the one gap in Trump's armor is LGBTism. Well, and Judaism, maybe, if that's your thing, but he's not done anything about it. So are we being distracted off of everything else, and are they ramping up, like you're saying, are they ramping up this core fundamental attack of Satan?
Well, see, Trump is ambivalent about homosexuality because he hears nothing from the church in regards to it. That's what I think, Mark. If he heard from us that it mattered to us, it would begin to matter to him, I think. You know, he's given a lot of mixed messages, right? He's got the gay thing on the website where you can buy contribute if you're, you know, buy a gay hat, whatever, a rainbow hat. Yet at the same time, he won't allow the gay flag to be flown. So there's mixed messages out there because there's mixed.
Well, that's a soft messages. Argument. I mean, the core of a man knows it's wrong.
He knows it's
wrong. Right.
He knows it's wrong.
That's what he needs to act on.
Yeah, he does. See, he's getting bad advice. He's being told if you speak out against this, you're going to lose a lot of support. That's what they're telling him, I'm sure. And so he's looking like he's equal justice for everybody. He's the, you know, he doesn't need any more people saying he hates them. That's my take on it.
Coach, can I interject here just a minute regarding Trump?
Sure.
Poor Trump has so many irons in the fire in fighting. And the gay community, like I said, you and I both have lived long enough to know that there's been gays. You're not going to change all that. What I'm having a real problem with is the in-your-face transgender perverts. I just saw the most disturbing graphic on Facebook yesterday, and I'm saying, where are law enforcement? Where are the child protective services? When they had this little kid standing there in front of a naked man in some kind of public forum in the streets. And these are the most nauseating things. And the police don't even arrest the guys. If they can be out there half naked and in the middle of the streets and in front of little children, where is law enforcement? And I mean, if you go out there and you're running down the street with no clothes on, they're going to put you in jail. Yes. You know, so this is not always, it's just, to me, it's not simply about the homosexuals. They've always been out there, but they stayed in the closet, you know, a little bit. And now they're shoving all this nasty stuff in your face in the streets.
It's about their agenda. They're getting away with it. Listen, I got 10 minutes. I got to shift gears. We're going back to Chappaqua. We've made the decision. Mark or Matt, you want to come in? I got, by the way, I got some good stuff for you. Mark and Matt want to come in and talk about that. We've made the decision. We are going back to Chappaqua. One of you come
in? Yeah, sure, Coach. we're going to be going back July 5th, 6th, or 7th in that area. We're targeting July 6th. The reason why we're going to go back, Coach, is because we have to continue to attack the target.
Equal justice, brother.
We have to have equal justice. We have to have the Department of Justice or the Chappaqua or the Newcastle Police Department or the Sheriff's Department up there in Westchester County or the New York State Police get a warrant and arrest Hillary for the crimes that happened in that town with the server. And the reason why we're going back, we got the attention of all the law enforcement. We got the attention of all of the politicians. We got the attention of all of the institutions, for example, the Department of Justice. But what we did not capture was the one thing that we said would make it fail. We didn't capture the media.
Right.
Okay. So the reason why we're going back is because we didn't, you know, I came home. I wasn't in a body bag. Coach got home. He didn't have a heart attack gun put on him. Mark Trump didn't get run off the road on the way home to Virginia. So nothing bad happened. No one got arrested. So we can go to Chappaqua and we can exercise our First Amendment.
And folks,
airing the grievance.
More and more people are picking. Matt's going to be on Caravan to Midnight with John B. Wells. John B. Wells is now picked up on it. Mark Trump's going to be on Hagman tonight talking about it. Finally, we're getting some access to different platforms that we've not had access to, folks. And that's why we are keeping the target focused on Hillary and going back with the idea equal justice for all. Pardon me a second, Matt. Let me finish this thought. Because we saw the video where the representatives wanted indicted, 19 of them, right? We saw that video. We saw James Comey admit that she was a felon. We saw that, right? This isn't even open for debate. And lo and behold, Jared, click on it today. It says Hillary, drip, drip, drip. This came out today, folks. This is a winning issue. This is a winning issue. Randy opened the threshold. And we have to step into it. This is a winning issue. Trying to find it. Jared's got it down here somewhere. There you are. All right. I just saw this today. Look at this, folks. Posted at 6 p.m. on June 8th. The FBI just dropped new documents on Hillary Clinton, and they are really bad. Now, Jared, just scroll down there a little bit. I'm out of time. Not going to have time to talk about all this. For those of you who think we're wasting our time, wake up! New documents from the FBI fault. FBI concludes Hillary Clinton was in violation of basic server security. Discusses the possibility that all of her emails were stolen. And review found that Hillary Rodham Clinton stripped classification of highest possible level. It goes on and on and on with stuff. Hillary, a new batch of emails that have come out. Sid Blumenthal. I don't have time to go through all this stuff. Folks, we are over the target. We're over the target. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, Mark, one of you.
We need people to come out with us. The more people that we get to go back to Chappaqua, we can force the issue to the media. We can force the issue to the Department of Justice. Where are you besides sitting there and saying that, oh, well, it's no use. We can't do it. You know what? You're the problem. Come and join us in Chappaqua so that we can actually have justice. We can move on after we get the arrest of Hillary, okay? After Hillary's arrested, because she is going to be arrested for this stuff.
The dam will break. The dam will break. Folks, listen, we are working right now behind the scenes on securing a local park in Chappaqua where we're going to hold our rally. We're going to do exactly what we did last time. We're going to drive through town. We're going to honk horns. We're going to show hold signs, and then we're going to have a rally in the heart of Chappaqua. We've got attorneys, an attorney getting ready to work on that, even right now to clear the way to be able to do this. Folks, this is going to grow and grow and grow. The evidence against Hillary Clinton is so great and so massive that all we have to do is peel back, just peel back one page. And we believe the Lord's going to smile upon this. Mark, you come on in, Mark, real quick. Because he's going to be on Hagman tonight to talk about this very issue. These are the things, Coach, that Christians have to do. Just your 2 cents worth, Mark.
Yeah, just want to, as Matt did, encourage folks to get the word out. We're going to be updating the website. We'd like to get the video of the congressman speaking about Hillary's arrest.
Jared, put our website up there real quick, Jared. Keep going, Mark.
Yeah, we want to get a few things like that up. We actually, Matt's put together the list of these congressmen who are supportive of Hillary Clinton being arrested. He's got a list of their contact information together. We want to get that on the website so that the people in these states can really take it to their congressmen. But everyone can. Everyone can go to Equal Justice Tour, and you'll have the phone number. Coach is going to be working with Stephen Menking to come up with a phone script.
Scroll down, Jared. Scroll down.
And this phone script will be used by us in the huddle, us men, who call in to our congressman, use the numbers that Matt provides, and we'll go through the phone script. And what we're pushing for is a contact within the seat of those congressmen to work with, to share these videos, to share this this effort that we're doing with each one of these congressmen, and maybe invite them back with us July 6th.
Mark, she's already been investigated. We don't need an investigation. They've already investigated it, folks.
Right. They have the data. So now we need it prosecuted. So what we're going to do is update the website. July 6th and 7th, we'll be back in Chappaqua, follow details. I think we're going to let this be more grassroots where you cover your own hotel, you come in and you do your own thing, but we'll be together. So we'll have that information out. It may be the same hotel area. That was a pretty good area.
Wasn't
far from anything. We had about, 30 people stay at the hotel, Coach?
Yeah.
So if we could get maybe 50 or 100, if we could turn it into that for July 6th weekend, you know, it's just the beginning. And I think this is the type of pressure that the congressman need who's trying to prosecute her. This is the kind of information that everyone needs, is that we want her arrested.
Mark, let me throw this in there. This is real critical, folks. It doesn't have anything to do with this. I was asking the Lord to show me what's going on. You know, Nancy Pelosi has now said that she wants to arrest Donald Trump, right? They want to throw him in jail. And I thought, wait a minute. 2 weeks ago, it was impeachment. It was impeachment. They didn't even have anything. Now they're talking about throwing him in jail. I thought, what's going on here? What's going on? It's always bait and switch with these guys. What's going on? You know what I realized? Folks, they realize that arrests are coming and that people are going to be exposed as criminals. And so therefore they want Donald Trump to look like a criminal. So when it happens, they can say, oh yeah, well, so's he, so's Trump. Look, are you guys going to ignore that and arrest poor old Hillary? Donald Trump, look, he's a criminal too. That's exactly what's going on.
Right on, Coach. Yes, sir.
We got to get out ahead of this, folks. This is, I'm telling you, this is critical to the salvation of our republic. I believe it in my deepest soul. This is imperative to the restoration of our republic. If we let Hillary Clinton and these folks walk free, God help what's going to happen to our children. Or somebody said to me, maybe it was Randy, maybe it was Vic, whoever said yesterday, hey, folks, we're already in FEMA camps. We're already sitting there. They got us like cattle. They shock us here and they shock us here and they just direct us right through those gates. We're already living like that. I don't want my grandkids to have to live like that. I don't want them to. Folks, what a time to be alive. What a chance to make a difference. Come and join us this weekend in Buckeye Lake, Ohio. It's all on our website. Listen, some of you are coming and you still have not told us you're coming. I look on the list. I said, that name's not there. That name's not there. That name's not there. Why is that so hard? Go to CoachDaveLive.com and say, I'm coming. I'm coming. Say, well, Coach, you know I'm coming. How do I know that? I'm coming. I'm coming. So we got the big tent set. It's going to be a great time. I'm not mad. Just seems like it. What a time to be alive. God bless you. See you tomorrow. See you tonight, Chad.
Yes, sir.